It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio high on Sassafras Mountain. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning.
I feel good.
Oh, man, boys, outdoors is really kicking, and we're ready to talk about a lot of things this morning. We hope you'll join us. Let's start out by giving you the telephone numbers of our program, should you like to participate. Those telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area 800-972-8255. We're privileged this morning because Woman Williams is here. Yes, indeed. Getting up this morning, we interned, if you will, early last night. It's been a full week. So Woman Williams is with us this morning. She'll have her words of wisdom. It's my pleasure to inform you that this program is brought to you every Saturday morning on WSB by Tough Shed. That's those little houses you see spread out all over the campsite type stuff. Hayes Family of Auto Dealerships, the Striplings General Store in Bogart and Cordele, Georgia, Bug Band Mosquito Repellents, Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits, Rockwell Tools, Stone Mountain Toyota, the Whitetail Institute Wild Game Forage Seeds, Fisher's Choice Canned Baits, Balmer Outdoors, Destination America of Television Network, Fire Aid Fire Suppressor Units, and Arachnet. Wow, it's a list of sponsors there, for goodness sake. So we have a lot of things to do, and we're talking this morning about whatever you want to talk about. Plus, in Texas, hogs are getting so plentiful, they're calling it a porcine apocalypse. There's so many, and it's happening in Georgia too. We'll talk about the economic effects of fishing. We'll have the radio prize package, the BASS results at Okeechobee, the Medal of Honor, the audience appreciation event, our website, the shows for this week, and of course your calls. So join us if you will. Sounds like a big lineup. Let me first of all tell you that O'Neill Outside television program this week, as it airs on Fox Sports South, on Fox Sun throughout Florida, on the Pursuit Channel nationally, Fox Arizona, and the Hunt Channel about five times a week. This week, we're having we're going to the Georgia coast for sharks, tarpon, and great big fat bull redfish. And you'll learn all about fishing there, whom to call, what to say, and to arrange a trip. I'm sure you will enjoy it immensely. So that's the show this week. And I would ask you to go to my website, O'NeillOutside.com, and right there in the middle of the homepage, it says Audience Appreciation Event. Woman Williams and I have been in this television business now for 36 years. And so we have gotten together with most of our sponsors for an Audience Appreciation Event. Now, what in the world is that? All you have to do is click on the little icon there and register for our newsletter. It's a video newsletter. You'll get it once a month. And you will have the opportunity to win a Big Green Egg, 3 CVA muzzleloaders, 3 CONUS binoculars, 3 Game Saver food saver units, 3 Fire Aids, 3 Rockwell tools, 3 Wild Game recipe books, 3 Timbuktu cloak and deer scent attractant, 3 Real Tree shirts and pant outfits, 3 grill grates, 3 Boat US personal flotation devices, 3 works tools, 3 Big Green Egg cookbooks, 3 True Turn panfish kits, $1,000 toward the purchase of a Tough Shed, $250 gift certificate from Bass Pro. You get three of every one of these. Three $100 sets of Bojangles coupons. Three $100 discounts on the Furminator. Three $100 coupons from the Whitetail Institute. A copy of the 10th Legion. One Bergara centerfire rifles provided by Southern Link. This is wearing me out. One four-wheel set of four-wheel custom wheel covers from Year One, a custom set of XGO base layers, and some O'Neill outside spices. So you can enter and join and enter every single day by going to O'Neill Outside and the O'Neill Outside Facebook page, liking it. It wore me out.
Me too, just
yeah,
listen.
No kidding. I got to stop doing it. I hope that contest is over pretty soon. So are you ready with your words of wisdom? I'm not going to do this now, but just thought I'd inquire.
Of course.
Okay.
I've been ready for the last month, but I've been asleep.
Yeah, Woman Williams has been asleep for a month. Well, on Saturday mornings for a month. Not really asleep for a month. So we... if you have on your deer lease, on the property that you own, wherever it is that you might be a hunter or a steward for the land, do you have hogs there? That's not good. And even close by in our community up here, I have been informed I wasn't there. I did not see it, but rumor has it that an individual here in the mountains imported, if you will, some trapped hogs and put them in the area. Number one, that is illegal. Number two, that's a big mistake because once they get here, they will never leave. Number three, we don't spend enough time in the woods to kill them all. When you are hunting, you should shoot them.
They're also destroying the property.
Well, yeah, what was it? The sewage line.
Septic tank.
Yeah, they dug field up lines. The septic tank line, right?
Field lines.
Yeah, they dug up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people got together in one of the communities, and it cost close to $4,000 to capture.
Yeah.
I think they had
that is
92, and now they're back.
Yeah, I'm sure. They didn't get them all. That is the only way to eradicate hogs off of your property is to trap them. And there are many professional hog trappers. They are a formidable game animal. They can't see very well. They do hear well. Their scent detection is almost as good as a white-tailed deer. They dig up your crops. They ruin the fields. They'll dig a foot deep. The only way that you can get rid of them is to trap them. And so if you please don't import any. If you have them, you have to trap them and get rid of them. Because I know firsthand, and if you are a hunter over the deer season, I'll bet you've seen this too. The deer, white-tailed deer, across the South and wherever they reside, they are afraid of the hogs. And the hogs will run the deer out of the food plots. They'll run them away from the food sources. And so the hogs need to be eradicated. So if you have hogs on your property, I'd love to hear what you did, maybe. And what is that status? And maybe you can help get rid of them, too. In Texas now, they are investigating allowing these homeowners or landowners to poison them. I got to tell you, putting out poison indiscriminately I don't know about that. What if you shoot the hog and you eat it after it's been poisoned, but it's still alive? What about the other, the coyotes and other critters that would feed on a dead hog that's died from poison?
Be good for the coyotes.
Well, you'd be getting rid of them, both of them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but there are other things.
Yeah, I'd have to read about that. So that would be sort of difficult, I should think. But the turkey season is coming up. Enough about hogs. Turkey season's coming up. Are you making plans to do that? Are you going to take a beginner, a youngster? Are you going to get someone else? Maybe someone in the neighborhood that's not a hunter, that maybe you would have them go with you, because the hunting experience for turkeys is unmatched to me. That's my opinion. Are you going to take someone? I would encourage that. I'd love to know where you're going, when you're going. What is your preparation? That's a good question. What is your preparation for the hog hunting season? It's a month away. I think it's, a matter of fact, a month away from today. It opens in Georgia in March the 25th. It opens around the South, in most states in that general period of time, the time indeed in which the gobblers start gobbling, and it's the mating season. What is your preparation? I have some recommendations on that, and you'd like to call and let's talk about that. Let's do. 404-872-0750. 404-872-0750. Or outside the Atlanta calling area, 800-972-8255. When we return, we'll handle that subject and the radio prize package. We'll be back.
Now, more of O'Neill Williams.
Welcome back. Let's give away the prize package. What do you say? Want to do that? It is an excellent prize package. A lot of good things in there, and it's worthwhile listening and providing the answer. So, with the prize package, the rules, the contest, and all of those sort of things, it's Woman Williams.
Okay, you must be 18 years old or older to win the prize package. If you've won one in the past, you're going to have to let this one go by. And if you can do all of that, you can win a Shakespeare Ugly Stick 2XG combo. It's a spin cast combo, right?
Yes, and you have to pledge to give that to a child.
Oh, yes, and you have to pledge to give this to a child, and you need to tell us maybe who you have in mind even. A $10 gift card from Bojangles, a FireAid fire extinguisher, a Realtree hat and decal combo, a Roadrunner lure and package of True Turn hooks.
Mm-hmm.
A 2017 Game and Fish Forecaster, a Georgia DNR Regulations magazine, the latest edition of the Angler magazine, and the latest edition of the Dude magazine.
Oh, boy.
Two tickets to Go Fish Education Center in Perry, Georgia, a Georgia DNR hat, a Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites guide, one can of Fisher's Choice Wax Worms. And have that for lunch. One can of Fisher's Choice crickets or shrimp. Nah, I think I'll have shrimp instead. A cloak scent-free clothes wash, one bug band, and a package of the bug band wipes. I will take that one.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's enough. And the question is, ready? This is a tough one. You're going to have to call, think about this one now. But if you listen to this program, you might indeed know this answer. The number one selling reel in the world is a Zebco. What was the company's name that originally accepted the design and started making those reels? Wow. Let's see how many get that one. Okay, while you think about that, let me tell you that at the BASS, Bassmaster Tournament, being held right now in Lake Okeechobee, after 2 days of competition, Tim Horton is the leader. He has, so far, in 2 days, he's caught 10 bass, 10 largemouth bass. that weighed 56 pounds and 3 ounces. 56 pounds and 3 ounces. Ott Defoe, he's from Knoxville, Tennessee, nice fella. He's in second place with 48 pounds. Dean Rojas, a really nice fella. I've met him on many occasions. He's from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. He has 43 pounds and 1 ounce. And the rest of the guys, you won't know their names. That's the top three. Now, think about that. The 10 bass that Tim Horton caught and weighed in on first 2 days, you can only weigh 5 each day, has over a 5-pound average. How many times have you done that? O'Neill never has, of course. I'm not as good as those guys are. The only thing, if there's a lesson here, here's O'Neill's opinion. If there is a lesson here, then it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay in a tournament for you to catch or seek or try and catch bedding bass. That's where these fish are coming from. For pleasure fishing, fun fishing on your lake, the lakes that you frequent, I'm telling you, that this is O'Neill's opinion now, do not catch the bedding bass. Leave them alone. Why, you say, O'Neill? Because if you catch a bedding bass and you kill it, keep it, or ruin that bedding process, you just caught 100,000 small bass. You have stopped the bedding process for the spawning of 100,000 largemouth. Now, you want bass in your lake for later on? Leave that fish alone. There are plenty of others. Plenty of others.
I think that sounds kind of mean to do that.
Yeah, really. Catch the mama.
It's kind of cheating.
Yeah. All right, we got to go for the bottom of the hour news, weather, sports, and traffic with Charlie O'Brien. And what is the name of the company that started the manufacture of the Zebco?
I once asked a mighty hunter, coming home from the field, how he came to possess such mighty hunting and fishing skill. He said, I'll tell you a secret, son. I learned everything I know from listening to O'Neill outside on my radio. O'Neill, O'Neill, O'Neill outside. From the mountains, lakes, and rivers to the woodlands and the fields, he's rambling around the country with his guns and rods and reels. So sit back there in that easy chair if you want to have a thrill. Another great outdoor adventure of traveling with O'Neill. O'Neill, O'Neill, O'Neill outside. O'Neill, O'Neill, O'Neill outside. Coming, O'Neill, I'm a coming.
Welcome back, everyone. That's a little tune there that we introduced the bottom of the hour after the bottom of the hour on O'Neill Outside. And I'll tell you that I don't think I've ever told anybody this. It's not a big secret. But the two fellows who wrote and recorded that for me, complimentary as a gift, the two fellows are Mike Stewart and Hal Coleman. Mm-hmm. They wrote it and produced it and gave it to me, and we've been using it now for 15 years, maybe, something like that, or more. Mm-hmm. Mike Stewart and Hal Coleman are the two guys who recorded that. Okay, let's give away the prize package. And the question was, it's quite an array of stuff, but the question was, the Zebco reel was originally manufactured by what company? And here Skip is calling from Powder Springs, Georgia. Good morning, Skip.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And so tell us all the name of the company, please, sir, the full and correct name of the company that manufactured the Zebco reel.
Zero Hour Bomb Company.
And how in the world did you know that?
Well, I had heard tidbits of that one time before, and I didn't know if it was true, and I looked it up for myself, and I seen it, and then I heard, and then you jogged my memory. I caught just a little bit of the end of that story. I believe it was last week.
Yes.
When you told it, and that jogged my memory, and I looked it up again, because that's just real interesting to me how these companies can change what they manufacture and survive.
Right.
I
enjoy history, especially a little quirky little thing like that.
Well, yeah, especially when it's military and then fishing and all the things, you know, combined like that, you know, the outdoors.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's somewhere in the territory of 45 million of those reels have been made.
Wow. I started out with a 202, you know.
Exactly.
And then the 33, I don't know how many of those 33s I've got in my boat, you know, now that I don't know how long it's been since I picked up, but I mean, I know I can pick them up at any time, you know, put a little line on them, they'd be ready to go.
You betcha. All right, well, it was worthwhile getting up and participating in the program this morning, so give us a couple of weeks to get the stuff to you, and you got quite a prize package, and I appreciate your participation in the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and thank you for that. And my granddaughter is going to be tickled to death.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you have to give that to a child. Well, good deal. Stay in touch, Step.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. See you soon. There you go. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. What preparation are you making for the turkey season? Have you begun? Are you feeding, you can feed the turkeys now, but you can't do it during the season. There are rules against that. But you can feed them now. They'll make a home out of your property, which is kind of cool, really. So there you are. 39 after the hour. It's going to get cool now over the next couple of days. Winter is not over. Woman Williams and I have been, we grew up in DeKalb County in Decatur, well, South DeKalb County. And I'm here to tell you historically that there's likely to be some very cold weather the first 2 weeks of March. Usually it is. Right now it's way out of kilter with the warm weather, but I don't care. I think it's great.
Do you remember years ago we were living over in Ellenwood,
uh-huh,
and you were fishing somewhere a little south of here, I don't know where,
uh-huh,
but we had a ice storm. It was,
yeah,
in April, like the 19th or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was really kind of a snow ice. It was like the snow was like little pellets.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't home. How do you remember it?
I remember you telling me about it.
You couldn't get home.
Yeah.
You were making everybody miserable, too.
I was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm supportive of everything.
Yeah, but you wanted to come home.
Oh, there you are.
You couldn't get there.
What
that was that was the middle of April.
Yeah, April. The worst ones, in my recollection, are the ones the first 2 or 3 weeks of March. We'll have an ice storm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the final time I got hurt playing basketball. That was, mm-hmm, a March 21st, because, mm-hmm, well, I was going to take my college boards that week, and they had to that day, and they had to cancel them because of the ice storm.
Yeah, let's see. It was 2015.
Oh, what?
Just like 2015 on the 22nd, 23rd of the month, February.
Uh-huh.
The tree fell on the garage.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had a little garage apartment here next to the lean-to lodge, and a giant, a monster, huge oak tree fell, and died and fell, and it took two other oak trees with it, and it landed on the top of our garage, the back corner of the garage, and it's a log garage, and the people who repaired it said if it had not been for the fact that it was a log walls, that it would have crushed it all the way to the foundation. And that was 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2015. It was like the 20th or the 21st or 22nd, yeah. Somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah. I just saw it on the memories thing on Facebook. But what was so funny is we don't really know when the thing fell. Because no, it was
we
on,
were inside.
We couldn't see it. We were in a... It's a detached garage, so we couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And we finally got to where we could get out on the club car. Mm-hmm. And as we're going up the driveway, oh, my.
Oh, Lord.
There's a tree.
There's a tree on the house. Fantastic. All right, what is it your preparation for turkey season? Here's something that I would urge you to do, please. It's fun and productive. And that is pattern your shotgun. You think that line of sight is just necessary for your shotgun. Believe me, you need to pattern your gun. You'll be surprised sometimes. Hopefully it's not off, but you'll be surprised sometimes at how the your gun is off to the extent that you will, with a shotgun at 25 yards, you'll miss a turkey. Or even worse, you'll wound the turkey, and that turkey flies away, and he becomes food for wildcats, coyotes, and whatever. But pattern your shotgun. Practice your calling, and practice not calling. The best turkey hunter I ever ventured into the woods for the hunt was a man by the name of Roscoe Reams. He was the best ever. And generally speaking, he never called more than about three times. Call and answer. Call and answer. And call. About every 10 minutes. That the biggest mistake, other than being moving and being seen, the biggest mistake turkey hunters make is calling too often and too loud. Too often and too loud. They may try to make the hen calls as loud as they can, and hens don't call loudly. Soft, female-type calling. Understated, not very often, and then don't move, keep quiet, don't blink, don't look around. And regretfully, most of the time when O'Neill is turkey hunting, I am shooting a show, so we have to have a blind. It's much more exciting not to have a blind. Not to be in a blind. That's the ultimate hunt, I think. But, you know, if you got a cameraman or two, a lot of times you have to have a blind and sit close to the cameraman so he can give you instruction as to which turkey he's looking at when you pull the trigger. Lighten up on your calls and pattern the gun. 45 after the hour. It's going to get cool this weekend. And I've given you the Tim Horton. We've talked about the appreciation event. We will have also the Medal of Honor tribute at the end of the program. And this week, because of her presence here, in the next few minutes, we'll have words of wisdom from Woman Williams. Right now, at 46 after the hour, I'm going to refer you to the economic contributions of recreational fishing. How much money is generated in the United States about fishing? How many jobs? and so on. Fishing creates, the sport of fishing creates 800,000 employees. 800,000 people work in the fishing industry. Imagine that. This is no small thing. And how much money is generated, the exchange of goods and services? Sit down now for this. $115 billion is created from the sport of fishing in the United States. It's kind of a big number, isn't it? I should say that it is a huge number. So there you are. $115 billion and 800,000 people. I was yesterday, I was in the Kroger in Jasper, and I was introduced to a fellow who listens to the show, and he was one of the prize, I didn't tell you this, honey, he was one of the prize package winners a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't win a muzzleloader, but he won the big prize package.
I think you might have just gotten a message from him on Facebook.
Oh, I did? Okay, yeah, he goes, visits our Facebook page. Anyway, there you are. This When We Return, Woman Williams and her words of wisdom. We'll be back.
Now, more of O'Neill Williams.
And now it's time for Woman Williams and her words of wisdom, brought to you by Hayes Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful job.
Thank you very much, Jason. Yep, I'm back. Well, for today anyway. Okay. I've got a couple of pretty cute ones here. Now, this, sometimes when I do some of these, you'll notice that the grammar is not correct. That's not me. I'm reading it off of something.
Okay.
This is a little common sense from an old cowboy. And he says, remember that silence is sometimes the best answer.
Okay, good. I like that.
With that in mind, I would like to dedicate the following to those paid protesters.
Ooh.
And you know who you are, mm-hmm. right? Don't interfere with something that ain't bothering you.
Well done.
None. And one more.
Okay.
If you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop
digging.
Ah-ha! You got it.
She's done it again.
You need to learn that.
Me?
You need to take a
Me?
Lesson for that. That's right.
I don't understand that being anything that has anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, of course not.
No, of
Mr. Perfect.
Not. Yeah, there you are. Woman Williams and her words of wisdom at 53 after the hour. That's good. I want to return just for a moment to this issue of the hogs, because all the states have them, but I love figures when people...
Speaking of paid protesters, we're going to return to the hogs.
Yeah, paid protesters. We have a relative. I won't call her name. She doesn't live locally. College graduate, master's degree, I think, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's
Yeah, I have a master's
right.
degree mm-hmm. at least. And she's a Bernie. She's a Bernie fan. And her recommendations with this, our new president, is protest, protest, and protest.
And protest some more.
And protest some more.
Yep.
Having a degree and a master's degree doesn't necessarily mean that you're smart. Okay. Remember that hog story? Well, it's just too well connected, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
Remember the story I told you about hogs in Texas? According to the Texas Department of Natural Resources, there are 2.5 million feral hogs in the state of Texas, and they cause $50 million in damage to agriculture and property damage. Wow. That's,
well, think about how much it costs to have to replace the field lines in your septic tank.
Oh, sure.
Around here.
We had hogs trapped up here on the mountain. They caught 19 or something of that nature.
I thought it was 92. Is that? Oh, no, you're right. It's 19.
Yeah, 19 hogs.
It wasn't 92.
It cost $4,000.
Yeah, it was about $4,000.
So that's $200 a hog.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to eat those?
Do what? Did they
eat them? Would you want to eat them?
Do you want to eat them?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. But
well, they're vegetarians, quite frankly, but the only trouble is
they carry that
in your thoughts processes about hogs. Number one, they do probably, in the wild, they probably do eat some dead animals. However, that would only hurt you if you ate the hog raw. As long as you cook him, it's good.
And you have to be very careful when you're cleaning them also.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, you need latex gloves to your armpits to clean hogs, because there many of hog bacterial diseases and infections are transmittable to humans. Never ever dress or clean a hog without gloves. I did. Remember that? I had gloves on, but I dressed out a hog that weighed over 300 pounds in South Georgia after a hunt in the dark in the bed of my truck.
How old were you when that happened?
I was in my 50s.
I don't think I would have told that story.
Oh, okay. I would tell you that a very gratuitous and well-controlled description was, it was a mess.
Yeah.
I didn't have a place to hang him up. So I opened him up and drug everything out in the back of the truck. Mm. Oh, Lord.
I guess it's a good thing you didn't speed.
Now. I would not do that now. So, all right, I love your participation. Pardon me?
Excuse me. I guess it's been long enough now to assume that you don't have any kind of disease.
Evidently, 20-some years, I guess, or 20 years. Okay, the telephone numbers, if you'd like to participate in the program in the second hour, the same numbers as in the first hour, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Another hour of outdoors headed your way. We'll be back.
But if you've got a son, take him fishing.